It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. October 16th. 1923 is where we're going to start. The Walt Disney Company is founded by Walt Disney and his brother, Roy Disney. 1956, Fortran is released by IBM, John W. Backus. In 1996, Microsoft Service Pack 1 for Windows NT 4.0 is released. Up in 1977, the Web Copyright Law is signed by U.S. President Bill Clinton. It's an infringement of property valued at $1,000 or more that could be prosecuted for, even if the violator does not profit from the crime. Penalties range from $100,000 to $250,000. For infringements against properties estimated to be worth more than $2,500, a jail term of up to 3 years may be imposed. There are second offenses up to 6 years and a lot more. Of course, since web properties have gotten more valuable with time. 1998, Duango dial-up wide area network game operation, a pay-for-play online gaming service, lays off all of their employees and closes their headquarters in Houston, Texas. Also in 1998, Walmart files lawsuits against Amazon, alleging that the popular online bookseller is integrating proprietary technology from their inventory tracking systems. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in at 2000, version 2.0 of the Python programming language is released. 2001, Apple Computer releases the iBook G3 Dual USB with a minor update on the iBook G3 Dual USB featuring a 600 MHz PowerPC processor, G3 processor, 256 kilobit level 2 cache, 64 or 128 megabyte of RAM, 15 gigabyte hard drive, and Mac OS 10.1. Also in 2001, Yahoo launches the Yahoo Shopping Network and Yahoo Warehouse. 2002, Microsoft admits to being hacked. The security breach took place on a server that hosts Microsoft's Windows beta community, allowing more than 20,000 Windows users chance to test the software that was still in development. 2003, Apple Computer releases a version of its iTunes software for Windows. 2006, the creation of the heaviest man-made element, Unicronium 294, is announced by researchers from Russia's Joint Institute of Nuclear Research and the U.S. Lawrence Livermore National Library. Also in 2006, the K-Spread team released version 1.6 of the K-Spread free software spreadsheet application. 2007, Napster releases version 4 of the software, Napster. 2008, Yahoo begins rolling out Universal Profile, giving users limited customizations. And in 2009, Richard and Mayumi Henney put together a helium gas balloon, which got away from them, and their son Falcon was supposedly inside the craft. He was called Balloon Boy, and it was a flight that covered 50 miles and three counties in Colorado. When it came down, nobody was in the detached object. The next day, they found the boy at home. However, when national attention came into play, the father kind of messed up on an interview, and an investigation followed, which concluded that the family created this hoax. Richard was sentenced to 90 days, Mayumi was sentenced to 20 days of weekend jail, and the family was ordered to pay $36,000 in restitution. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.